Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. Sam Britton here once again with yet another podcast for you. And I want to start out before we get into our subject for this podcast and comment on a few things. We had some questions from some people wanting to know about setting up a studio. Do you need a mixer or can you do it without a mixer? Having never done any crossfading or anything with software, I'm not going to say which is better than the other. Now, the people who I have heard use software as a means of fading and editing for the most part, a lot of times don't get their music beds low enough where you can really hear the audio sometimes over the top of the music. Now, that's not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but like, for example, if you want to start some music out full and then suddenly bring it down to where it's manageable, where you can talk over it, there might be a little bit of a problem in doing that. But that's why I do everything hot out of the mixing board here. And I just use the sliders to fade down the bumper that I'm playing or whatever the case may be. So my personal opinion is I like the mixing board better. I like routing all my stuff through mixing board and then going on into the computer from the mixing board. However, having said that, I'm not going to say that, you know, which is best for everybody. You know, some people, you know, like the software method of it better in the sense that they can keep it in the digital domain. Obviously, when you go through a mixing board, it's going back into the analog domain and then back into analog and then back into digital. Okay, so, you know, if you've got a, like in the case of my CD player here, if you've got a CD player that has a real good digital to analog converter, it's not going to matter a whole lot. So it doesn't really, you know, matter. I mean, you know, obviously the faithful reproduction is going to be the digital copy. But, you know, if you're just doing a mixing of a music bed or something like that, there's nothing wrong with doing it through the board and then coming on into the computer from there, you know. So, and that's what they do in radio all the time. You know, that's the deal there. But like I say, I personally use a Mackie 1402. And I like it. It's really been a good board for doing mix downs and different things like that. So anyway, that's the deal there. As far as studio, it doesn't matter if you live in a house or an apartment, either one. I mean, I've been in both environments and had studios in both places. So, you know, it's kind of like name your thing. You know, if you got a spare bedroom, it's nice. But even if you don't have a spare bedroom, you can use a living room. One side of your living room, if you don't mind it taking up some spot in your living room, provided that you have the room for it. You know, you can certainly set up a desk and, you know, whatever equipment you need in one side of the living room and go from there. In my case, I use the basement. In our home here, we have a finished basement, and it's tile floor and finished sheetrock walls. And this is where we do our radio broadcast from and where I do these from as well. So anyway, that's the way that whole thing goes. Okay, now let's get on to the subject at hand today. You know about Skype, which is a free service you can use to talk to anybody around the world, particularly anybody who has a web-based situation, you know, such as a computer with Skype software on it or whatever. Or you can make phone calls, at least for now, for free to regular POTS line telephones. Let's enter yet another service into the mix. This is also a free web-based service, and soon we'll roll out the ability to call POTS telephone lines or otherwise standard PSTN lines, you know, regular telephone lines as well. This service is called Free World Dial-Up, and I have been a user of Free World Dial-Up for about 2 years now, and I've been very happy with it. And I'll describe to you a little bit about how Free World Dial-Up works, and we'll do a few demonstrations. I don't know if we'll find anybody tonight that I can call. I got a friend of mine up in Kansas City I may try to call tonight, see if I can raise him. Of course, it may be kind of late to be calling him, too. I don't know. So, but I don't know. We may also try the conference bridge on Free World and see if we can bring anybody up on that. There's a conference bridge where you can just, if there's other people there, you can slide right in and have a conversation. So we may try that as well. Free World Dial-Up consists of several ways of using the service. There's, of course, the Free World Dial-Up service, which is their servers just like Skype would be, but also there is several different ways of utilizing Free World Dial-Up. There's the conventional software. Since Free World Dial-Up is a service produced by a company called Pulver Communications, they have a thing called Pulver Communicator, which is it's got instant messaging and audio capabilities of communicating with audio. I've never used it because it's a Windows PC program and I'm running the Mac here. But there's also hardware versions, hardware methods of using the service as well. In this case, regular web-based telephones where you can get a speaker telephone all in one, you know, with a regular handset and speakerphone built in, just like any normal telephone you would see, except this telephone has an Ethernet port and also an AC power port, as opposed to a standard telephone, which has the regular RJ11 telephone jack where your regular telephone line plugs in, okay? Other than that, it behaves very much like a standard telephone. It'll produce dial tone, just like any normal telephone, and has a handset you can pick up, and they have varying features on them. Budgetone is the brand of, that seems to be very dominant out there at a competitive price if you're looking for just simply a web-based phone, an all-in-one telephone that plugs right into the internet, okay? However, there's one other method of doing it, which is even more versatile, and it's called a telephone adapter. This is a device that has an Ethernet port. Some will have two Ethernet ports, and I'll get into that in just a few minutes. But they also have standard POTS telephone line jacks, RJ11 jacks, where you can plug a standard telephone into the adapter. The adapter plugs into, as I stated a while ago, the internet line, your DSL or cable internet using an Ethernet connector. And also, of course, the web-based phone does the same thing as well. You use DSL. All these services use either DSL or cable or anything that's high speed, okay? But in the case of this telephone adapter, simply all it does is it takes the signal that you pick up from Free World Dial-Up or some other internet service that's compatible, voice over IP service that is, and converts it to where you can use it with a standard telephone. It too produces a dial tone, just like the all-in-one web-based telephone, except you can plug any phone into it, including answering machines and some of the modern ones like the Sapura telephone adapter. It will also accept a fax machine or whatever the case may be. And I'll give you the spellings for some of these devices that I'm talking about so you'll know exactly how to spell the names and different things like that. And we'll go from there, later on in this recording. But for now, the first thing that I want to do is demonstrate the service a little bit for you. And then we will go into how you can get these various devices to get set up. And also we'll talk a little bit about setting them up so that you can use them with the service. Free World Dial-Up, again, is a free service. The only thing you'll have to pay for are the devices to work with the service. So what we're going to do is since I'm using one of these adapters, the Sapura 2100, I'm actually using two of them. I have the Sapura 2100, which is actually an adapter that I purchased from BroadVoice for my BroadVoice account. But what I did was I talked to BroadVoice. They gave me the password to get into it. And I turned off remote provisioning so that, because the thing is already configured. In fact, I prefer them not to do remote provisioning because with remote provisioning turned on, they can do all kinds of things like they did last night. I had turned on remote provisioning to reset the adapter and reload all the BroadVoice settings back in. And then they had inadvertently set me up to get the latest firmware, which was buggy, and I had to actually backstep to earlier firmware to get rid of the problem. And so I don't like remote provisioning. I like to be in charge of my equipment, and these adapters all have it, and a lot of these web-based phones have it, but I don't like it. I like being in control. And the experience I had last night just underscores that reason why. But anyway, I'm using the 2100, which I got a hold of from BroadVoice. They supply it with their service, which is a service you actually pay for. And I'm going to drop that service as soon as Free World Dial-Up rolls out their incoming and outgoing call services. And then I'll go strictly Free World, and won't have a need for BroadVoice anymore. You can have as many Free World accounts as you want. I have two of them. One of them, when all is said and done, will be my service that will also have outbound and incoming traffic to regular POTS line telephones. The second one is going to be strictly for web-based calls. On my second account, I'm using a Sapura 2000, which I purchased from Free World Dial-Up quite a while back. And the Sapura 2000 is no longer made, but it is still a good adapter, and I'm using it as my second adapter because, as I had mentioned with my 2100, first side of it's tied up with BroadVoice. The second side has my first account with Free World on it. And then the Sapura 2000, which is also a telephone adapter that has two POTS line jacks for two different accounts, it has my second number programmed into it, my second account, rather. And so I have BroadVoice and my first account on one adapter and my second Free World account on the other adapter. So I had to split my accounts up, my Free World dial-up accounts up between three adapters, and that seems to have eliminated some of my problems as far as being able to utilize both those accounts. I figured I've set them up, I may as well use them. And by the way, once you set them up, you can't go in and wipe them out. They're there, and you may as well use them, right? So anyway, that's why I have two accounts. So that when they get this other service going, this, you know, where you can call standard, you know, POTS line telephones and receive calls from standard POTS line phones, one will be for that, and the other one will be for web-based calls only, and that way I can kind of segregate them off a little bit. So you can do a lot of neat, versatile stuff with Free World. One other thing I want to mention that's neat with Free World Dial-Up is that you can also call other networks. Now, Skype is not in this, and I wish they were. Those of you that are Skype users, if there's a way to email them, you might want to talk to them about joining the peer-to-peer agreement arrangement with Free World, because that would open up your world of connectivity with web-based phones. Now, I'm also a Skype user. I signed up with Skype shortly after I heard about it on Blind Cool Tech, but I find it somewhat unhandy to use because I either have to have it running on this computer down here, which confines me to the studio, or I have to run it on my laptop upstairs, which you sit there for very long holding that laptop or use that laptop for very long. You know, your battery life eventually goes south and then you're offline. So this is a method. Free World Dial-Up is a method by which I can make all my web-based calls every bit as accessible as any standard phone line here in the house. Now, the secret that I have done with that is through our Panasonic phone system, which I've not told you a whole lot about, and we'll get into the Panasonic phone system on another podcast in detail. But let us just say for the situation with this particular podcast that the Panasonic phone system has four different trunk lines. Phone system allows me to dial other extensions in the house. I can call Trish without having to yell upstairs, and you can plug a door phone into it and stuff like that. But it also allows these different Free World accounts to be connected. Now, I don't want you to get the misunderstanding that you have to have one of these expensive phone services to get phone systems to get the most out of the Free World dial-up service. That is not the case. You could literally build a phone system out of these little telephone adapters if you wanted to and dial around between the various phones throughout the house that are plugged into them. In fact, if I knew then what I know now, and if these had been available then, and have been as and had turned out as good as they are now, I would have made our phone system out of all these adapters and would have used the 16 different ports in my Ethernet hub to connect them all up. And we would add a phone system. I would just, you know, bought them one piece at a time. I mean, they're only like 90 some odd dollars a piece from places like Voxilla. And there's various other places where you can get these. And I think even Radio Shack is now selling some VoIP adapters, but I don't know if they're selling these Superas or not. But the point of the matter is you can literally build a phone system out of these Supura telephone adapters. And so, you know, that is one method by which you could make a cheap and dirty system. You just buy the adapters as you can afford them, and you keep adding them into your system. And you can program them to dial each other around through your local subnet in your house, and you've got yourself a telephone network as well as a high-speed internet network whatever. So it makes your high-speed internet network available for other stuff, including inside and outside voice over IP traffic, okay? But in this case, since I already had the Panasonic phone system, I chose to make the best out of it. You don't pay all that money to get a phone system like that, which is about $1,600, and not put it to good use. So anyway, we are now going to demonstrate... Free World Dial-Up through the system here. So we're going to go ahead and bring up the telephone system. Let me turn this up right here so I can get some audio down the line should I call something that needs it. Okay. All right. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and pick up the phone. Now, there's dial tone from the inside, okay? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to dial a trunk number. Now, the way my trunk numbers work, darn, if I can talk right, 771 is the house line. That's a standard telephone house line. Everybody has one, you know, standard twisted pair that comes into your house. 772 is my second Free World account. 773 is my Broad Voice account. And 774 is my first account. And the only reason they wound up like that is because... I just stuck this one in there tonight and got it up and running in preparation for doing this podcast, and that was the only trunk that was available, and I'm not switched everything around yet on the other side yet. Otherwise, I'll go ahead and put these in order, and I'll ultimately wind up putting Broad Voice on that second trunk and the two Free Worlds on the third and fourth. But for now, we have one Free World account on the second trunk, the Broad Voice account on the third trunk, and the other Free World account on the fourth trunk, and they're actually going backwards. The second one is on the second trunk, and the first one is on the fourth trunk. So anyway, let's see how confusing we can make this. Okay, first of all, let's just go ahead and use the first account. 774, that's the trunk number to get into it. Now let's dial the, here's the their time number, which is on Eastern time.
Friday, June 30, 11:08 p.m. 2006.
Okay. Now, as you can see, the system produces dial tone and busy reorders and stuff just like any other system. Now let's dial the echo test. 613 is the echo test on Free World.
You are about to start an echo test. Everything you say will be repeated back to you just as soon as it's received. The purpose of this test is to give you audible sense of the latency or delay between you and this network which is running the echo test. You may end this test by hanging up or pressing the pound key.
Okay.
Okay.
There it is.
There it is.
Testing.
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 There's the echo test. Check.
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 1, 2. 1, 2. Testing.
Testing.
You hear it echoing back through my headset. Testing.
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 Okay, that's the echo test.
Now let me hang up on that.
Now here's my other number. I'm going to call it and let its voicemail pick up. And you dial 5 and 6 digit numbers on this system is how you, like for example, my second account, which is the number I'm going to start giving out to anybody who wants to call me through Free World, is 671208. 671208. And my first account is 461877. Now, I prefer to receive calls on 671208, web-based calls. So if any of you decide you want to try Free World, you dial that, you'll get my... this will ring right here into the studio, and also has a voicemail on it, which Free World provides free of charge. So anyway, let's call 671208. You can hear my phone in the background ringing. It's picking up the call waiting from that other line.
Hello, and thank you for calling Sam and Patricia. I'm sorry that we are unavailable to take your call at this time. However, if you please leave your name, along with your Free World dial-up phone number, we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you for calling. God bless you, and have a nice day.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Okay, this is a test of the Free World dial-up voicemail. Test 1-2, testing, 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 testing. Test 1-2, testing. Okay, now I just hung up on that. Now, the reason that that greeting sounded the way it did, I used an old, some of you may remember these old Western Electric phones. We have an old Princess phone sitting down here. Remember those back in the 50s and 60s? Bell had various different configurations of the old Western Electric phones. Well, the Princess phone was the one that had the touch tone buttons and the receiver rested across the top, up above the buttons across. The cradle was on, the rest for the receiver was on either side of the button, so the receiver basically laid across the buttons is the way that phone basically went. And it had an old carbon mic in it, which they all do. And so that was a recording of a carbon mic phone. Anyway, that coupled with the fact that they're using a compressed algorithm for this voicemail makes it sound rather raspy. Anyway, let's pick up the 671208 line now. And we'll check our messages. I got it in a speed dial, so I can call it up real quick.
Welcome to Free World Dial-Up Voicemail. Password. You have one new message. Press 1 for new messages. Press 2 to change folders. Press 3 for advanced options. First message.
Okay, this is a test of the Free World Dial-Up Voicemail. Test 1-2, testing, 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 testing. Test 1-2, testing.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the current message. Press 7 to delete this message. Press 8 to forward the message to another user.
Okay, here's 3 for advanced
options. Or 9. Press 1 to send a reply. Press 3 to hear the message envelope. Press star to return to the main menu. Received at 11:11 p.m.
Eastern.
Message from phone number 461877.
Okay, this is a test of the Free World Dial-Up Voicemail. Test 1-2, testing, 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 testing. Test 1-2, testing.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the current message. Press 7 to delete this message. Press 8 to forward the message to another user. Or 9 to save this message. Press star for help or pound. Message deleted. Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the current message. Press 7 to...
Okay, let me hang up on that. Now, an interesting thing about that is if you accidentally hit 7 and delete a message, you can undelete it. It doesn't literally delete it until you hang the phone up. So the operation is undoable if you need to go, let's say you think, oh, darn, I deleted that message by accident. Well, never fear, just hit 7 again and it'll undelete it. Isn't that cool? Isn't that terrific? Also, they have... this thing where you can change folders and you can put messages in different folders. Like there's work messages, family messages, friends messages, old messages, new messages. You know, you can just, the list goes on and on as to how you can categorize stuff. And you can, if somebody leaves a message and it's very important, you can save the doggone thing in there indefinitely. They don't seem to have a time frame on it. And also, you can talk on this thing apparently for quite a while. I've never timed it out yet. I thought about sometime getting on here and just shooting something down the phone line. I haven't decided what yet because I can't sit here and gab about nothing for until I time it out. You know, at least I'm not inspired to do so. Particularly, you know how it goes. You're not inspired to talk if you're not talking to anybody. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'll figure out some way to time it and, you know, feed a signal down and try to keep it going until it runs out. So we'll see how that all works. But anyway, okay, now let's see if anybody is available to talk to on this service. Keep in mind, you know, telephones are going to vary or whatever, but we'll see if anybody's on the conference bridge. God only knows what we're going to run into, because remember, anybody around the world, anywhere, can get on this conference bridge. So it's anybody's guess as to whether it's going to, as what we're going to find here. Hang on, let's see.
At the tone, say your name and then press pound.
Sam Britton.
One moment while your call is connected. Now joining.
Sam Britton.
Hello, hello. Do we have anybody on the conference bridge? No, we don't. It quit. Let me try it again. Let's see what happened there.
At the tone, say your name. One moment while your call is connected. Now joining.
Hello? Anybody on the conference? Apparently not. So we'll have to try it again later. I don't know what happened the first time. Well, let's do this. One way I can test it, let you hear, I'll call Trish upstairs, but I'll call through it. So let's do that.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me. I'm doing a demo of this thing, and I couldn't find anybody else to call, so I called you.
Oh, well, that's mighty nice of you.
Yeah. Anyway, I tried the conference bridge to see if anybody was up there, and there was nobody up there, so I thought, well, shoot, I'll just call through the Free World Dial-Up Network and call upstairs and have you grab it through the Free World instead of through the local extension on the phone system. So anyway, that's what this is all about. So
okay.
So you just ran and grabbed a call, and it's only me.
Oh, okay. So I figured it might be one of our, who knows, a nuisance caller. Who knows? You never know.
Yeah, you never know, because we've had some of those, too, particularly those people who don't, you know, those people who don't get a good connection on Broad Voice sometimes will keep redialing, so you never know. But anyway.
Well, nobody's done that so far.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll let you get back to it. I don't want to keep you from something you're doing, but I was down here doing this.
Oh, I was dealing with the computer myself.
Okay.
I was, I'm trying to compile an article on AT&T's privacy policy, which doesn't really exist. You know, everything is opposite.
That's right. You got to think in opposites with this, in this world in which we live in today.
Another day in the dialectic.
Yeah, nothing is ever as it seems.
That's right.
Up is down, down is up, right is left, and left is right. Conservative is liberal, liberal is conservative, right?
Yes, on and on, ad nauseum.
Yeah, freedom is slavery, and slavery is freedom. That's the way these people think, you know. That are perpetrating a lot of this nonsense. But anyway, well, good deal. Well, I won't keep you from it, but I just thought I would go ahead and demonstrate on this. So you just helped me do a demo for the podcast.
I'm sure they got a thrilling demonstration.
Well, that's okay. It sounds good. It's it shows you what you can do with these Sapura telephone adapters. And what I was telling them, I said, if these things were around back before we purchased our phone system, I could have made a phone system out of these things.
Yeah, that's for sure. They are very versatile.
Yeah, they are. Now, of course, the only problem is you got to have enough plugs to plug them all in, but if you don't mind several...
There is that, too.
Yeah, if you don't mind several power strips, you can make it work, you know. What can you say? All right, I'll let you...
If you made a big phone system out of it, you'd have a lot of power strips.
Yeah, because you figure one adapter, well, of course, each adapter has two ports, so you could split it up and you could make two. You can make two extensions on each telephone adapter, so that would help. So two adapters would equal four extensions and so on down the line, you know.
And not to mention if you used a three-prong three-way or two.
Yeah, you could probably do that, you know, and you could make it work. That's the thing that I'm stressing here. And now I understand Sapura has a four-port adapter. So if you really wanted to get extravagant, you could do that too. So anyway.
Wowee. So, okay.
All right.
Sounds
go ahead.
Good.
I'll let you get to it.
Okay.
Love ya.
Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and there it is. That was Trish on the Free World Dial-Up Service. I called her upstairs, and so that's what it sounds like. That was her on the phone system going through the... I called from the 671208 number, and I called her on the 461877 number, and that was Trish that you heard. And so that's what... Free World Dial-Up sounds like. I can't tell a difference. In fact, she's even a little bit louder through Free World than she is through the local phone system. But a lot of that has something to do with the fact that I can get into these adapters through their web interfaces. Each one of these adapters has a web interface, and you can go in and do things like change the volume level and just all kinds of tweaking. Change touch tone levels. You can change the pitch of the dial tone. It's just a whole bunch of goofy stuff that you can do with these Sapura telephone adapters. But configuring them to work with this service is not hard at all. There's Sapura provides a service called the Sapura Configuration Wizard that allows you to take some shortcuts in configuring one of these adapters. And it works quite well. I use it, and I pretty much know how to configure these by hand, but I use that service anyway because it's something that allows me to take some shortened steps in configuring things to to work out properly when I go with Free World. And there's several services that Configuration Wizard will configure these adapters for. But Free World, of course, is the one that I use. So anyway, that's the way that whole thing works. The adapters have three-way calling, conference calling. They have just about every feature you can know that you can know of that could ever be invented. Call blocking, call back, number call back, where if a number is busy, you can dial *66, and when the number clears, the adapter will ring the phone, and you can pick up the phone, and there's the number that you called earlier. And that's all configurable as to how you want the timing on that and how often you want it to try the number. In other words, how long the intervals, you know, you can control the parameters as far as the intervals between tries and also how long it'll keep trying a busy number. And it's just a neat thing. I like it. I like fooling with it. It's a marvelous thing to fool with. Let's see, what else can you do with it? You can have distinctive ring, and this is all stuff that's provided within the adapter. So you can set them up to do whatever distinctive ring, so that when a certain person calls you, they will have a ring different than everybody else. Another thing that you can do with these adapters, now this is strictly having to do with the adapter, you can program, if you know how to do it, and I'm still working on it, you can program a person's, let's say you have a friend of yours that lives, let's say you live in Chicago and you have a friend that lives in New York, and they have one of these telephone, web-based telephones or a telephone adapter, either one, and they're both compatible. Let's just say in the case of the Sapuras particularly, And let us suppose you want to make a direct IP telephone call. Well, you can do some configuring in the web interface. And you can, among one of the things you can do, everything that is accessible through the telephone is also accessible through the web interface. So you can put speed dial numbers in these adapters through the web interface. But the one advantage to the web interface is that you can also put in IP addresses in the speed dial slots, along with the port numbers to make another telephone adapter that somebody else may have connect with you. And so what you can do is you can put, let's say, you know, a friend named Joe who's in New York and you want to call his adapter. Well, his address might be something like his IP address that his adapter is connected to might be 216.229.66.645:8080. So you could put that in one of the speed dials, and that way when you pick up the telephone and you dial that speed dial, it will ring his adapter directly. It won't even go through Free World. See, because the thing you got to understand about Free World dial-up, when you make a call, you're not literally going through Free World dial-up. You are, but in a way you're not. Free World dial-up is nothing more than a number / IP resolver. So let's say Joe has the telephone number of 658210, okay? Well, when you dial, 658210, for example, all that does is that tells Free World to translate that number over to the IP address of his telephone adapter or his web-based phone. So he can be anywhere in the world, have any IP address. And all Free World does is it just looks for the MAC address of that particular telephone device, and it can find him anywhere in the world, no matter where he takes his telephone adapter or whatever. If he's plugged into high-speed internet, you can dial his telephone number, and it doesn't matter if he's in Frankfurt, Germany, or in New York, or wherever. Free World dial-up will find him, and it will translate over to that address. So that is one advantage to using Free World as opposed to doing a direct IP to IP connection. But if you know somebody that's going to be fixed in a certain location and they don't move around and that's always their IP address, you can do standard IP address to IP address connections, provided both the IP addresses are static. If they're dynamics, you don't want to fool with that because the IP addresses are always ever changing. So that is one thing to keep in mind. As I'd stated earlier, Free World dial-up does have a lot of different peer agreements with different services. Packet 8 is one service that they have a peer agreement with. So if you have a friend who's on Packet 8 and you're on Free World dial-up, you can dial a code along with the Packet 8 phone number you want to reach, and you can call that Packet 8 customer through Free World dial-up. There's a whole list of peer agreement services and different things listed up there on the Free World Dial-Up website, which is www.freeworlddialup.com. And you can go in there and learn more about Free World Dial-Up and the services they offer. Soon they're going to start handling a full array of products. They got a few products on their website now that you can buy directly from them, but they're going to have a whole lot more in the future, I believe. And you can certainly check around to find different products to make your experience with them a lot better, and all of them fairly inexpensive. There is even a web-based cordless phone that has been out on the market for a little while now, and the way it works is it's just a handheld phone like a cell phone, except that when you use it, it connects with Wi-Fi hotspots or anybody's wireless internet in their home or whatever, and you can make calls through Free World dial-up or whatever service that thing is compatible with. You can make calls through that phone, and they're nice if you're on the go and there's a lot of Wi-Fi hotspots in your in the areas in which you travel. One of those phones would be a great thing to have. Now, as Wi-Fi becomes more popular, one of those phones will get better and better as time goes along. Now, as of right now, obviously, they don't take the place of a cell phone. But they are a nice phone to have if you want to keep your internet traffic portable. Now, the one thing as of right now, you can make 800 calls through Free World Dial-Up. You can call any 800 number, 877-866 or whatever the case may be, and a toll-free number, and it will go through. Now, the outbound calls in the current configuration that they have now in the default configuration do not sound as good as the calls on the web-based side of things on Free World Dial-Up. But if you sign up with another peering partner to make all your outbound and incoming traffic, that doesn't matter because they may have a better sound than the default arrangement that Free World Dial-Up has when you dial 800 calls. Now, Free World Dial-Up will, during the holidays, such as Christmas, New Year's, whatever the case may be, they will open it up so that you don't have to have a paid agreement with a peering partner to make outbound POTS line telephone calls. They'll just open it up so you can make calls, and you can talk for about a half hour on any connections that they give you during the holiday season. But, of course, it's better if you sign up and have a peering agreement with somebody and you dial your calls through that peering partner. Also, you can also have an incoming call peering agreement with somebody so that all the incoming calls will work through Free World Dial-Up as well. I used to know of a place out in Washington State where you could get a free Washington State telephone number, but that service has been crappy at best. I didn't like it. I eventually dumped one of my numbers that I had up there because I kept losing it. It kept dropping in and out. You know, if anybody called it, it wouldn't stay connected. It was like their bandwidth, however they were coming off of those Washington State numbers, they either didn't have enough bandwidth or something, because it would just, half the time they wouldn't stay connected, the audio would be up and down, and so I eventually dumped the numbers. And I don't know if it's improved since then or not. I may go and sign up for another one and see if it's any better, because it's free. You know, the price is right, so what can you say? And if I can get a Washington State number going, then that'll be another way in which the Free World Dial-Up service can indeed be reached, you know, at least as far as my phone number. But and they also have conferencing services. Let me show you a little bit about how that sounds. They have to sign up for these, but they do have them. Let me bring the Free World back up here on the line here. I'll show you the accesses into these conference bridges here. Let you hear what they sound like. Let's pick this one up.
Welcome to Free World Dial-Up Conferencing. Enter an access code, then press pound. To cancel, press star.
Okay, I don't have a service on that, so we'll go ahead and hang that up. Now, let's try something else. I don't know if this works or not. They used to have various different tests for technical geeks, although, you know, with the unless you have a you know, web-based software that has fairly decent fidelity, I don't know what real technical stuff you could do, but let's see if the tone tester works. Nope, it doesn't this time. It used to. Let's try the other one. No, that one don't work either, so apparently none of them are working at the present time. Okay, now welcome to part two of our podcast dealing with Free World Dial-Up, and this is now Saturday morning at the time I'm recording this for you, and we're going to deal now with some of the companies that will be dealing with in getting set up for Free World Dial-Up. First of all, Pulver Communications is spelled P-U-L-V-E-R. That's how Jeff Pulver spells his last name. And the company is called Pulver Communications, that provides the Free World Dial-Up service absolutely free of charge. And you can find links to other stuff by just simply going to freeworlddialup.com, and you can see all the other ventures that he's involved in. We're going to try to get him on for an interview on Blind Cool Tech and let him talk about the service and some of the areas in which it is going to rapidly expand into. Now, They have, I mean, if you have a, obviously this won't matter to blind people, but they'll handle either video phones or just straight audio. Sipura, S-I-P-U-R-A is the spelling of Sipura. They are now under Sipura / Alinksys because they were bought out by Cisco Systems, and Cisco Systems handles both of those brand names. And you can go to Sipura.com, www.sipura.com, to find out more about the line of Sipura telephone adapters. My two favorite adapters in the Sipura line is the 2002. See, they had the 1000, then they had the 2002 that they came out with to replace the 1000. And which is certainly better and handles better, you know, the technology is a little better in it. And then there's the 2100. Now, let me explain to you the difference in these two telephone adapters and why particularly the 2100 may be very important to you. If you are limited in the space in which you have to set up a voice over IP connection and a computer at the same time, you will want the 2100. Now, the 2100 has a built-in firewall. It has the regular port where you plug in your Ethernet connection so that it will sync up with Free World Dial-Up or whatever service that you're running, and will allow you to make calls through the Free World Dial-Up network or whatever network that you're signing up with that's compatible with the standard telephone voice over IP devices. But in addition to that, one of the problems, of course, that you run into is, let's say all you have is a DSL modem or a cable modem, and maybe that device only has one port. Well, enter the Sipura 2100 into the picture. It has a port where you can plug in your computer and has a built-in firewall, which is very nice. It has dynamic IP addressing that you can either have or not have. And the cool thing is that if you know how to set up static IP addresses in the adapter, you can have it do static IP addressing as well using the whatever computer device you're using. You use its own. You can take its own MAC address and enter it into the field, provided you know, with the pre-configured static IP addresses there, and it will. Your computer will automatically sync up to that address whenever it logs on to the subnet that is produced, you know, from the firewall in the Sipura. Now, one of the things I want to mention, there is one minor drawback to the firewall in the Sipura if you choose to link through the Sipura adapter. If you do anything that causes the adapter to reset itself, in other words, like reboot the adapter, it will momentarily, for about, a second and a half, drop your internet connection while it's rebooting. This is a particular problem if you're sitting there listening to streaming audio, but if you just leave it alone, you know, other than, of course, making calls or whatever, it'll do just fine. And I've made calls on it at the same time I've had real audio streaming when I've used it, and it works very well. It passes the data off very, very well, not a problem at all. And, of course, the reason I use streaming as an example is because streaming is a continuous demand situation. You can also run the Sipura 2100 in bridged mode, which means that if you already have a firewall, there is no need to have the firewall built into the Sipura 2100. So you just simply go into its web face, which the default on the Sipura 2100, the default web page address is 192.168.0.1. And you can go in there. That's configurable. If you don't want it conflicting with the web page that's built into your pre-existing firewall, you can change the IP address to that web interface so that it shows up somewhere else and you don't have that problem. So it's very flexible. The other interesting thing is that you can plug two telephones into the Sipura 2100 or the 2002, either one of them. And both of them will work with separate accounts. So you can have two different Free World Dial-Up accounts running on a Sipura 2100 or on a 2002. The only difference between the 2100 and the 2002 is the 2002 does not have an extra Ethernet port. So if you If you decide to buy a Sapura 2002, you'll want to make sure that you have some sort of a hub or an Ethernet switch to handle the extra stuff that you're plugging in besides your computer. Like I say, that's where I think the 2100 shines a little bit better, because for about $90 to just a little over $100, you get a firewall and a voice over IP modem all in one box, and it's all ready to go, and is very, at least for me, is very user-friendly to work with. I have no problem in navigating the user interface in the Sapura 2100 or in the 2002, either one. Again, Sapura does offer a configuration wizard for configuring it to set it up with Free World Dial-Up, and it's very straightforward. You enter the IP address to the device, whether it's an inside subnet address or an outside address, it doesn't matter. You can enter that address in there, and the configuration wizard will, once you enter all the data in that it asks for, it will submit the configuration to whichever line of the Sapura adapter you want. Now, let me show you something we've not touched on with the Sapura adapter. This is the voice interface for getting certain key information about the Sapura. Now, both of these have different voices because the firmware is a little different in the newer Sapuras than in the older one. Right now, we're going to start with the Sapura the Sapura 2000, which is the one I have here. I didn't mention the 2000 we were talking, because the 2000 is the older adapter. The 2002, they do have a 1000, by the way, but they also have the 2000, which is the one I have, and the 2002. Both the 1000 and the 2000 I don't think are made anymore. But anyway, let's deal with the Sapura 2000, and we're going to enter its AVR system here.
Sapura configuration menu. Please enter option followed by the pound key or hang up to exit.
Okay, we want to get its IP address, so we'll go
1.1.0.172.16.1.34. Sapura configuration menu. Please enter option followed by the pound key or hang up to exit.
Okay.
Sapura configuration
now
menu.
Another thing that we
please
can do.
Please enter option followed by the pound key or 7932. Enter value followed by the pound key. 1. To save, press 1. To review, press 2. To re-enter, press 3. Value saved.
Okay, we just activated the
Sapura's configuration menu.
We just activated the Sapura's web interface so that I could log into it if I want to. And I could log into it now at this point. You heard its IP address, which is 172.16.1.34. So if I were to type that in on my computer, I could go in and navigate its web interface. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to, although it's already reprogrammed, so I don't want to submit what's already there. I don't know what would happen, and it might make a whole bunch of programming problems for me, and since I'd have to reset the whole adapter. But anyway, we're going to log into this particular Sapura in just a minute. But let's show you the voice on the newer Sapuras. This is on the 2100. Now, here's its AVR system, its voice response system here.
Sapura configuration menu. Please enter option followed by the pound key or hang up to exit.
Now, here's its IP address.
1.1.0.216.229.66.172. Sapura configuration.
Now, on both of these, you can get their firmware by going
1.5.0.3.2.2. Sapura configuration.
Now, on the other one, on the 2000, here's its firmware.
3.1.5. Sapura.
So as you can see, one has an English lady's voice and the other one is a regular male voice. And I think the newer voice response is much better because that old one kind of clicks and pops as it's giving the information. Now, everything else I'm going to show for you here and review is the same thing on the other adapter. Oh, come on.
Sapura configuration menu.
Now, here's the subnet mask address on the adapter. Let's do that.
1202.255.255.255.248. Sapura configuration menu. Please enter option.
Now let's see what the router address is.
Or hang up to exit. 1302.16.229.66.171.
Okay, now the reason that address is so much different than the one you heard coming out of the Sapura 2000 is because the 2100 I have set through my firewall, and it's set for what's called DMZ Plus, which puts it straight out onto the internet, and it uses the DSL modem / firewall's main IP address. In other words, the main WAN IP address, which is out on the internet. That's the address that if you logged into, that brings up any services that are available under that address. And so that is what that address is for. Now, that address is the that is the main address that you heard there going out onto the internet that is provided by my internet service provider. And that one, of course, I have set up as a static IP address. And that way it's always available because I'm running an FTP server and whatever. But if you notice everything inside here, I have set up in the 172 subnet prefix. And since I have the Sapura 2100 in bridged mode, what it's effectively doing is it's handing off the Sapura 2000, since it's plugged into the port on the back of the Sapura 2100, it's handing it off to my main firewall, which is a DSL firewall combination, and that's the one that's running all the 172 addresses. Okay, I do not have the firewall activated in the Sapura 2100, so that's how that whole thing is working. The firewall that's built into the Sapura 2100 will handle in its default configuration up to about 50 different IP addresses that can be expanded. I believe it'll go all the way up to like 800 IP addresses. Why would you need to? But you can go in there and reconfigure how many IP addresses are available off of that Sapura telephone adapter. The adapter does not physically sit out here in the studio. When I wired this house, I wired it so that all of my telephone and internet comes into one place. And it is back in the furnace closet. And it is set up on a table in the furnace closet. I have probably one of the cleanest furnace closets in town, except for when yours truly knocked a clay flower pot off the shelf back there and cluttered it a little bit, but that's beside the point. We clean most of that up. I think I got it all. But it's a very clean room, so we can put all that in there. There's a UPS in there that backs up all that stuff. And I have the DSL modem. I have the the DSL modem firewall combo back there, which is a two-wire gateway. And then I have all the Sapura telephone adapters plugged in there. Then there's a hub that plugs in the rest of the subnet here in the house. It's hooked up back there. And that's how we did it. We just ran it all in one place. And then the basement ceiling was set up as such that I could pull some of the panels down and run Ethernet cable to and from wherever I needed to go. And that was one of the things we did when we first moved in here. I gutted this house as far as its original phone wiring. all the way back to the D mark on the outside of the building and ran Category 5, which is a 8-wire cable. That's the same stuff that's used. Any of you that are using high speed will notice that your Ethernet connector that's plugged into the back of your computer that goes to your either DSL or cable modem or firewall or whatever the case may be is an 8-pin connector. It is an 8-pin modular connector called an RJ45. Your regular telephone connector is an RJ11, which is actually, the numbers do not reflect the pairs at all, but that's what they're called. Okay, an RJ11, which is a standard telephone connector, has 4 wires in it, 2 pairs each, where an RJ45 has 8 wires, or otherwise known as 4 pairs, and is what's called truly twisted pair cable. Now, a lot of the newer homes are starting to be pre-configured with what's called Category 5, or otherwise known as true twisted pair Cat 5 cable. It makes it a lot nicer when you're trying to run VoIP services or just even standard telephone service, because it just keeps more noise out of your telephone lines because you have the extra shielding of the other wires that you were not using. Also, an advantage to running Category 5 is that, God forbid, if something ever happens to one of the connections in the cable, you can just move over to another set and you're back in business, because most of the time, in the case of Category 5 cable, you're never going to use all the connections that are readily available. Even using Ethernet, there's only 4 of the wires used out of the 8, from what I've been told, 2 for send and 2 for receive, so you can do duplex. And sometimes the extra pairs are used if you're running what's called powered Ethernet, which is used sometimes to power some devices that are downrange. But for the most part, most of the time you use 4 wires, 2 send and 2 receive. And they too, of course, in the Ethernet cables are shielded. Now, one other thing I want to mention that I forgot to mention earlier, among some of the features that are available, the features that are available on Free World Dial-Up are only limited by what your adapter is set up to do, your adapter or your voice over IP phone. There's call forwarding on these Sapuras anyway, which they're the easiest to work. Because they're, you know, you plug a standard telephone in and you have your standard dial keypad to work everything. There's call forwarding. There's call waiting. Let me try making a call and I'll let you hear what call waiting sounds like. I think I can do this. Let me see if my cordless is here. Let's do this. Let's see. Let's see. I'll just dial the echo test, and then I'll break in with a call waiting off the other device here.
We're about to start an echo test. Everything you say will be repeated back to you just as soon as it's received. The purpose of this test is to give you audible sense of the latency or between you and this network which is running the echo test. You may end this test by hanging up or pressing the pound key.
Okay.
Okay.
See, there's the call waiting. Let me answer it. Okay.
Okay. Now, this here is the cordless phone. And I'll put it on the speakerphone, let you hear what it sounds like testing. This is the, this actually is the, this is a unit in cordless phone. And it's plugged into my phone system, which is in turn plugged into the Sapura telephone adapters. And I just simply call one adapter from the other one. Now, what you're hearing is the audio coming out of the 2000, but I called it from the 2100. Now, let's go ahead and reverse it. Okay, let me hang this up. Let's see.
You are about to start an echo test. Everything you say will be repeated back to you just... You are about to start an echo test. Everything you say will be repeated back to you just as soon as it's received.
Okay, I won't be able to do it in reverse because the way the phone system is configured right now, the studio line cannot be accessed from another phone. See, I have the 671208 number, which is the coming out of the Sapura 2000 routed to the studio line only. And then the Free World dial-up side of the 2100 routed out of the, it's routed into just the miscellaneous house phones, which are upstairs. And there's one in the hall upstairs, and there's one in the living room. And then there soon will be one in the kitchen whenever yours truly ever gets around to wiring it up. And then we'll have some in the bedrooms as well, which we just haven't gotten to any of those yet is what the problem is. So you know how it goes when you do these things yourself, you just kind of procrastinate. And unfortunately, procrastination is not always a good thing. And with the cordless phones, you kind of get lackadaisical about it because you got the cordless phones. You can go in anywhere where the jacks are not wired. Trust me, if I didn't have this cordless phone, I would have wired the rest of them up a long time ago and probably still should. But anyway, I wasn't able to access that other line to dial back through because the 2000 is only available to the studio phone here. So that's the way that whole thing works. Okay, but anyway, that's Free World Dial-Up. Now, one thing I want to mention, their voicemail thing is a thing called the Asterisk Open Source Linux voicemail system. It runs on a Linux box, and if some of you are Linux users out there, you might want to do a search on the web for the Asterisk open source voicemail system or whatever the case may be. If I can manage to get it in there without putting too much in the email up to Larry, I'll put the link for the Asterisk open source so that he can include that as part of the reference of things that you can download. And if you've got a PC, you can that's running Linux, you can run the Linux open source program yourself. So there's not a problem at all as far as running the Linux, the Linux, the Asterisk open source email program yourself. There's nothing wrong with setting up a Linux box and doing that because Linux is free of charge. You can download that, and the Asterisk open source voicemail system is free of charge. So the only thing that you would need to make it work is a PC and some cards for multiple Ethernet ports and regular standard telephones, which are available. I'm not sure exactly where. That's why I was hoping I could get a hold of my friend Dempsey up in Kansas City, who, by the way, might be having some cable TV issues up there. Might be why I wasn't able to get him. I tried dialing his number, and it wouldn't go through. And that is a problem you run into on any of these voice over IP services. If the IP provider is down, then you're not going to get any calls through. So that can be a problem. But, that goes with anything. It doesn't matter what you're running. But I was going to ask him where he got the cards that he put in his computer to make standard POTS line telephones work and Ethernet web-based phones work off of his Asterisk system. Now, he's got an Asterisk system that is integrated with Free World Dial-Up. That's another thing you can do, too. You can get an Asterisk phone system. In fact, Asterisk is really more than just voicemail. It's a whole phone system in software integrated onto the Linux platform when it's installed, And you can do with a PC running Linux what you could do with one of these hardware-based telephone systems, and that is you can set up different extensions throughout your house in which you'd pick up any of these extensions and dial 9 if you wanted to gain access to Free World. And if you want to just dial around the house, you dial whatever extension numbers you had pre-programmed into the system. Like I say, the only thing is that the computer has to be running Linux to make all of this work. The Asterisk PBX type / voicemail system is also integratable with services like BroadVoice. There are others out there. Some you can't do it with that are proprietary, like Vonage, and Skype is proprietary, so you can't do any of that kind of stuff with Skype. You have to use whatever they provide. But FreeWorld is an open source platform. It is a voice over IP experimenter's playground, is basically what I'm trying to say. And hopefully I'm explaining it good enough. In other words, it's kind of an electronic playground for voice over IP users. And so a lot of experimenting goes on up there at improving the art of voice over IP. So that is what's so neat about FreeWorld Dial-Up. Anyway, with that, I think I pretty well just about explained all of this. If anybody has any further questions on setting up a Sapura telephone adapter, particularly because I've done the Sapuras, I know how to do them. I don't have any of the web-based telephones themselves, but FreeWorld Dial-Up does have a basic user's guide for all of this stuff, for the basic information that you'll need to get it going. But the advantage of the Sapura telephone adapters in the Sapura line of products is that the configuration wizard will help you do most of that. In fact, let's go in and look at that real quick while we're here. I'm going to turn up the sound on the computer to get this to work, and I'll have to hide Sound Studio. And I don't have a cord connected, so I hope you can hear the speaker in the background. Hopefully, by the time I run this through the compression, it will make it loud enough so that you will be able to hear the sound in the background. Let me go down here to the Safari. Come on. Gets in a habit sometimes where you have to click anything twice to get it to launch. But anyway, I got it. So let's go in here now. Okay, now we're at the adapter's configuration wizard, which is available on the net. You'll see it up on Sapura's website when you go into their tech support page. You have to navigate down through all these images. I can tab down, though, and get to it. Okay, so what I'd want to do here in this case is delete what they had in there to start with. Now, here is where you would put in the IP address of the adapter, such as if I wanted to configure the 2100, I would put in 2, 1, 6, 3, 2, 2, 9, 3, 7. Wait a minute. 7, 5. Darn it. Can't type. 1, 6, 3, 1, 7, 2. Okay, 216.229.66.172, and because this adapter is configured with a different port number, I'm going to have to add the port number as well. Darn it. 8, 0, 8, 0. There. I don't know what my problem is today. Okay, now, what we have put in there in the IP address field of this configuration wizard is the 216.229.66.172:8080. Now, if you reconfigure your Sapura 2100 where its web interface defaults to port 80, that extra port number is not required. But because the Sapura's default to 8080, you have to put the extra port number in there because 8080 is not a standard TCP/IP web server port, okay? So, okay, we've got that address in there. Now we move to the next field.
Select line to configure. Select line to configure. Selected radio button. Line 1.
Okay, we have choice of line 1.
Radio button.
Radio button. Line 2.
Radio button.
Let's say we want to configure line 2, so I selected line 2. Now, the next thing it'll ask.
Line 2. Select service provider. Please choose the pop-up button.
Please choose. Select service provider. Please choose. So I would pop that up. It's saying free world. It's supposed to be saying free world dial-up because it's all run together. It's saying free world deal-up. But anyway, that's something I'll have to mess around with in voiceovers pronunciation. But anyway, so we've selected free world dial-up. Now the next question it will ask:
Are you behind NAT?
Are you behind NAT, or otherwise known as a firewall?
Yes.
I would just go ahead and put yes because it'll work whether you have NAT or not. Even if you're straight out on the net, you can still select NAT and it'll still work. And the other advantage of that is if you take your adapter on the road, you won't have to configure, because when you if you plug it into somebody else's DSL or cable and they have a firewall, it'll automatically come up working in most cases. So I would go ahead and leave it at the default, which is NAT. Are you behind NAT? Selected radio button, yes.
Radio button, no.
Okay, then there's radio button, no. Click the submit button to continue. Okay, so we have that information that we've generated so far, so we'll click submit.
Submit.
All right, it was going to say loading, but it went so fast it didn't get a chance to say it. Okay, now we're in the template that has been generated. Now you could go ahead and just submit this as the default, but there's still some information that needs to be added, so you don't want to go doing that. Unfortunately, though, it'll line up your cursor at the submit button, and you'll think you're done when you're not. So don't hit the submit button off the second page yet, because on this page, we're going to go down and, oh, come on. Hang on, let me go down here. Please input your user ID, password, and optionally your name. Okay, it's just saying once you click submit, the new values will be posted or saved to your SPA. The reason they call it SPA is because these are called the Supra SPA 2000s. 2002's 2100s, okay? So they come under the SPA, Supra SPA name. So anyway, let's move on. Okay, your SPA or your SPA, as it calls it, will apply the changes only when your when your device is idle, handset on hook. Okay. Okay, what it's doing now is it's allowing me to review what I've already put in.
Line selection, line 2.
Line selection, line 2. It's telling me I selected line 2 on that previous page.
Click submit to spot once you have filled the values in red text box.
Okay, and the red text boxes won't mean anything to us, but you'll know what they are when you get there.
Submit to spot button.
Okay, we don't want to hit submit yet.
Stop. Proxy and registration.
Okay, proxy and registration. Okay, fwd.pulver.com, P-U-L-V-E-R, of course, Pulver, as we talked about earlier, but that's the proxy server that Free World Dial-Up uses.
Use outbound proxy. Yes,
okay, use outbound proxy. Yes, we selected yes by when we selected, when it asked us were we behind NAT and we selected yes, that was the that was telling it that yes, we were behind NAT, and so it used the it provided the proxy information to the second template. fwdnat.pulver.com :5082. That is the outbound proxy for Free World.
Subscriber information.
Now we're into subscriber information. Now this is the additional stuff that has to be put in on the second page. Display name, the default is FWD. You can change that to anything you want. You can put your own name in there. You can put Picklehead or Dumbface or whatever you want in there. Doesn't matter. Okay, that's just the name that people are going to see on their caller IDs when they get your calls, okay? And by the way, the Supuras will pass caller ID information to another subscriber that you call. So anyway, just thought we would share that with you. User ID. Now, when it asks you for a user ID when you're setting up for Free World Dial-Up, this is where you put your Free World Dial-Up number. In my case, my number is 671208. So we would fill that value in. It says blank edit text here right now, but we would put in where it says user ID, we'd put in 671208. Now, see, Free World Dial-Up uses these 5 and 6 digit numbers for user IDs as opposed to names, okay? So in this case, I would put in 671208 if I were configuring an SPA 2000 or 2100. Okay, let's see. Password. Let's. Okay, password. Edit secure text. This is where you would put in the password that you agreed to when you signed up for the account, which, by the way, you do on the web. You set all that up on the web when you go in and set up a new account. You click on a link that says My FWD, and you go in there and you can click on, set up new account or whatever. I forget what they call it now, but you'd recognize it once you got in there. And among one of the things that you would do is you'd pick your password that is to be used as your secure password so that the account is usable only by you. Okay, so we'd put that value in. Now, the next one is something that's a little different. Dial plan. Okay, now, the Sapura configuration wizard will enter a default dial plan. Now, one of the interesting things about the Sapura telephone adapters is there's a space on each line configuration page where a dial plan can be entered. And different service providers that provide these adapters put in their own dial plans. You can have it fixed so that after each Free World dial-up, a pound key is required, or you can have it set up where it is not. The only problem is if you set it up where it is not required, then the thing won't know the difference between 800 numbers and the FWD numbers, or if you sign up with a peering agreement with an outside provider that provides outside dial services to regular POTS lines, you're going to dial obviously more than 5 or 6 digits. So I would just go ahead and leave it in the basic dial plan that the wizard comes up with, because that way it is totally open and you can dial as many digits as the thing will hold, as opposed to being restricted by any other setup plans or anything like that. So just let it go with the default and you'll be fine. And the dial plans consist of something like asterisk XXXXX asterisk XXX, X equals all digits, and then you can have certain facets of your dial plan that when certain prefixes are dialed, only so many digits can be dialed, for example. There are different fields. It's kind of complicated, but it's not essential. You just let the configuration wizard just put in the basic plan and you'll be fine, okay? Because it's totally open dialing at that point. You'll just have to remember that when you dial anything to put the pound key after it, and it'll go ahead and go through. Even if you don't put the pound key after the number that you dialed, it'll still go through. It'll just take a little time because there's two configurable timers that come into play there. There's the interdigit short timer and the interdigit long timer. And those timers will just have to expire if you don't put the pound key in there. Your call will still go through. It'll just take longer, okay? But if you put the pound key in there, your call will go through instantly, because that tells the thing that you're done dialing. And it's no different using the Free World Dial-Up service with these Sapuras than dialing overseas. You know, when you dial an overseas number, you have to use the pound key to tell the thing that you're done entering digits. But if you, when you're dialing on a regular POTS telephone line, like a regular Bell line, and you're dialing overseas, pound equals you're done, you know, because if you don't hit the pound key, if you're dialing an overseas call particularly, it will sit there and wait for more digits for a certain length of time before finally passing you off to the telephone number. So that's very much the way this works. They've done a real good job of making these adapters work just as much like a regular Bell telephone line as possible. So anyway, after the dial plan, that's all the information it would need, and you don't even have to put anything in the dial plan. It'll put a basic in there for you, so you don't even have to fool with that. If you're not sure what to do with crafting a dial plan, just don't fool with it. Just let it go in its default, and it'll work just fine. It's not as complicated as it may seem. The wizard does a lot of that for you. Now, if you set one of these up yourself, on the other hand, yeah, then you might want to figure out how to craft a dial plan, and you can go up on user forums, broadband forums, and there's voice over IP forums, and there's different people up there that can help you learn how to do tricks with the Sapura telephone adapters that are outside the normal realm of the average user. One adapter that we have not talked about a whole lot is the 3000. Now, the 3000 is a Sapura telephone adapter that allows you to do an interesting thing with Free World Dial-Up. It has a port where you can plug in your home telephone line, and let's say you're traveling somewhere in the world, it doesn't matter, here in the States or whatever, you can dial your home Free World Dial-Up telephone number and gain access to your home outside line and make a call from anywhere in the world. You can call back home and talk to your local people that you would normally call from your local line, even though you may be in New Delhi or something. So that's kind of a cool thing. And that's the 3000. That's the only one that will do that. Some of the early 3000s, the Sapura 3000s, were buggy, but I think they've pretty much gotten a lot of that worked out, and the absolute newest 3000s that are out there are pretty good. I've read a lot of good reviews about them. And they're really nice if you travel and you have access to high-speed internet, but you want to call and make a call back home to somebody, but you don't want to charge anything to anybody's telephone. You just say, hey, do you have a spare port on your high-speed internet that I can plug into? And you might want to, if you take one of these adapters on the road, in addition to its power adapter, you might want to take its... you might want to take a spare Ethernet cable, and that way, if you go to somebody's house and you want to plug into their subnet, you can plug in and make calls, and there's no charge for you or for the person whose internet service that you are using. And so that's a cool thing. If you had a Sapura 3000 plugged in at home, and you were out on the road, and you had maybe like a 2002 or a 2100 stuffed in your briefcase or your backpack or whatever, you could just pull that trusty thing out. It's only the size of a deck of cards. Find a power outlet, plug it into some high-speed internet service somewhere. Your Free World Dial-Up service would instantly come up, and voila, you could dial back home and make calls on the local house phone. So that is a cool, cool thing. So that pretty much covers quite a bit of what you can do with these adapters and with Free World Dial-Up. And there's more that you can do, but we're not going to go into all of that here. But if I've whetted your appetite and you have a specific question, you can either get me on Skype, but you can get me on Free World most of the time. I'm reachable on Free World at 671208. That's 671208 on Skype when I'm set up on Skype, which is not a lot of the time because I have to have a computer tied up to do it. You can reach me at sbritton99 on Skype. That's sbritton99. And that's how you can get me over on Skype. And all of my computers are set up to run Skype. Just like I say, the only problem is that if I have to do something else with that computer, it can get to be rather cumbersome. And the other thing too, the reason that I don't use Skype a lot is because it's not as easy to answer calls with the Mac version of the Skype program. So, you know, most people are not going to sit around and wait on you to scan around looking for the answer button, but it's not in an immediate place when you first open the program, so it gets very, very difficult to answer a call. So what I usually do when I'm running Skype, I just leave it on auto answer when I do, and that way when you come in, you're just there. But downside to that is that if you're not available, a person's just going to be sitting there with a deadline with a microphone open, if indeed I even, you know, remember to open the microphone here on the board, because where I'm talking to you here in the studio is also how I would talk on Skype for the most part. Now, I can do Skype on the laptop, but I'm telling you, this time of year, sitting there with a laptop on your lap trying to conduct a conversation is a sweat job indeed, because the laptop that I have is in a metal case, which means that it dissipates a lot of heat. And I've literally sat there and just sweated like a banshee using that thing, so I don't stay on that long. Again, the advantages to Free World is that there's always a phone operating. You can dial my Free World number anytime, and you will be connected no problem anytime. One of the things that would be nice, and I don't know, maybe some of you know how to get a hold of the folks at Skype. I'm going to talk to them over at Free World when I go to do an interview with them and find out maybe if there's some way we can get a peering agreement working so that people on Free World can dial Skype and Skype users can dial Free World callers or Free World users. That would be something that would be really nice, because those of you on Skype could dial Free World users, and those of us on Free World could call you on Skype, and we could just do it through a regular telephone. One thing that would be nice I would like to see Skype do is make their platform more open source so that you could use it with things like Sapura telephone adapters and various other products out there, because it would sure free you up to use regular cordless phones. Now, as I had stated, I have this Uniden cordless phone in my hand. Nothing unusual. It's just a standard telephone. Okay, plugged in. The base is plugged in upstairs into the phone system. And if I dial, I'm on Free World. If I dial 774. And there it is ringing. See, that's the cordless. So as you can see, the convenience factor is just beautiful on Free World if you use one of their telephone adapters, in that you can string extensions. I think it'll handle up to five simultaneous ringing phones, which is a nice thing, because even if you don't have a phone system like I have, you could string up to five different extensions off of one adapter throughout your house. Now, let me leave you one last thing I want to mention about the adapters that a lot of people don't know. In addition to all the other configurations that we've talked about, you can also configure the ring voltage. Maximum ring voltage is 90 volts. The system defaults to 70. I put it up to 90 because this one Princess phone that I have over here is particularly difficult to ring if you plug it in direct into the telephone adapter. So I've configured it to operate at 90 volts ring current as opposed to 70, and the cycles per second I've configured, just left at the default, which is 25. So as you can see, if you plug several phones into a Sapura adapter and it's not driving them all, you can bump the voltage up just a little bit and see if that will help. Now, obviously, if you live in a house where you have primarily the electronic ringing phones, you're going to have an easier time ringing multiple phones than you are with the old standard bell phones, which actually had a coil and a little hammer which beat against the, you know, the bell pieces in the phones to get the ring sound that you would normally hear or that you used to hear years ago. So obviously, you're going to be able to drive a lot more phones that have electronic ringers than you are the old standard bell phones. So that is something to keep in mind. Power input to the Sapura telephone adapters from their telephone adapter plugs, you know, the AC, is 5 volts. And they have some sort of voltage dividing and stuff like that in them to make the ring current work. I don't know how. It's 5 volts DC comes out of the adapters, the power adapters for the Sapuras. And there's some sort of a step-up arrangement. And of course, the ring generator pulses the voltage so that it will simulate a rippling DC ring like the typical telephone company would have. It's amazing what these little adapters do, considering the fact that they run on 5 volts. So anyway, that I hope describes to you the Sapura telephone adapters and the Free World dial-up service. If it sounds daunting at first, trust me, it is not. I can do it, and I'm a totally blind person, not a problem. With the aid of the Sapura configuration wizard, anything goes. It's an easy thing to do. So, anyway, if you have any questions, you can contact me via Free World Dial-Up at 671208 or sbritton99 on Skype. And just keep in mind, the Free World Dial-Up will yield a better result in reaching me. And also, if you're if you want to reach me via email, you can contact me at www.theinformationcorner.com. Send me an email from there, and I will respond. And don't forget that there is an automated response for the regular listeners that submit email. So if you get that, don't worry. I will respond back to you if it's a specific question regarding this. It's just that there's an automated response because we have a lot of listeners that get anxious, and we can't always just jump to everybody right away unless it's a real specific question. So anyway, hope this helps, and happy Voice over IP playing, and talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Sound studio, untitled, window.